My name is Luca. I live with music and drawing. I'd like to add the personal is political. A key moment, or more of a series of key moments, I choose why. Because I found myself struggling outside a seemingly solid border. The whole world, researching, arguing, imaging, teaching, working, moving, living, leisuring within the border, authorized to do so by simply being. I found myself helpless if the whole world should be inseparable from my struggle. If I had to address the whole world, how was I to solve my problem in this way? Problem in quotation marks. Of course, I want to belong to somewhere, some group, some idea. Now, I was pretty sure I don't belong to mainstream. The first key moment in said series of key moments, I was online looking for peers from outside the border, looking up, or rather guessing keywords, hashtag gender, reading blogs and watching videos. And I found Chandler, a person in their teens from the North American continent, introducing their guest Xander in their latest vlog, 2017. Xander explained gender flux. They sometimes feel gender and sometimes they don't. A dimmer switch moving back and forth over time, variable speed, between 100% gendered and 0% gendered. Wow. They took gender out of the head and put it on its feet. But I couldn't tell immediately. There were many more very important people, very spirited to speak, to use language, to express, to stand up. Jenaya Future Khan, Natalie Wynn, to name but two. And I realized outside the border is the ocean. Within the border are actually two islands, not a solid wall surrounding one whole world. Two tiny islands where almost all world crowded, either female or male. Not biologically speaking, biologically in quotation marks, because we'd have around 50 islands then. And of course, the ocean is chaos, and we learn to keep away from uncertainty. But isn't it obvious, too, that there are not many positive markers that authorize people for either of the two islands? Markers: bleeding or ejaculating, mothering or fathering, being the muse or being the artist, being not the other, you know, please excuse the stereotypes. I'll leave it up to the listener to name positive, inclusive markers. What makes a woman? What makes gender 2022 or sex? And isn't it obvious that humans are chaotic, that life is constant change? I live outside the binary. I work on liberating myself from the binary. And I'd like to try hard and reopen up and stay open to everything non-duality. Only important dichotomy. Left is opposed to right. Thank you, Bini Adamczak. Second key moment in the series, really taking gender out of the head and putting it on its feet, the book titled The Invention of Women, Making an African Sense of Western Gender Discourses by Oye Ronke Oyewumi, professor teaching in the Northern American continent, originating from the African continent, from Yoruba people. In Yoruba land, reality is constructed with a multiplicity of senses, the anchor of which is hearing. Society pre-imperialism was conceived to be inhabited by people in relation to one another. Still today, the way a person relates to another person shifts depending on the people involved and the particular situation. Yoruba social intercourse is relational and dynamic. While in the West, sight, vision is privileged. The anatomical body is always in view and on view for categorization. The Western conception of biology as being everywhere makes it possible to use it as an explanation in any field, whether it is directly implicated or not. Whether the question is why women should not vote or why they breastfeed babies, the explanation is one and the same. In Yoruba society, in contrast, social relations derive their legitimacy from social facts, not from biology. Here's a quote from the book. You can cut it out as you wish. The Yoruba terms Obinrin and Okunrin do express a distinction. Reproduction is, obviously, the basis of human existence, and given its import and the primacy of anatomic female body type, it is not surprising that the Yoruba language describes the two types of anatomy. The terms okunrin and obinrin, however, merely indicate the physiological differences between the two anatomies as they have to do with procreation and intercourse. They refer, then, to the physically marked and physiologically apparent differences between the two anatomies. They do not refer to gender categories that connote social privileges and disadvantages. Also, they do not express sexual dimorphism because the distinction they indicate is specific to issues of reproduction. What is so striking? The body is, if you will, universal. Gender is not. Feminism is not. What is also so striking? When hearing is centered, supported by a multiplicity of senses, a world sense, then voice, intonation, rhythm, expression is centered, language is centered, and probably language is conceived ever mutating. When sight is privileged, in the dominant Western world view, one relies and refers to written word, which is hardly mutable. Written word will only be challenged by powerful stakeholders.